Record.
My name is Richard Orsini, 31435 Oak Street in Ocean View.
You are?
Joanne Orsini, 31435 Oak Street, Ocean View, Delaware.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we have a non-conforming lot of 10,000 square feet. Originally, as you could see in that 111, we had a trailer home, and we removed that a couple years ago and built a, well, had a modular home put up, a two-story. At that time, we were going to build a garage later at a later date. So when the home got put up and then we seen what we needed, we would have put the garage up in the existing spot. We would have enough room to get into our backyard. So what I'm doing, I can't point it out, but in the corner, you could see my shed back there. It's been there before we bought the home, the property in 1990.
It was there when my mother had bought it.
Right, my mother owned the house prior and we bought it from the estate. Most of the sheds are all like 3 foot off the property line, and we just wanted to put our new building right on that same spot and come out to the size that we needed. Now, I got all the neighbors gave us, you know, the high five to go ahead and do it. And by putting that building there, we're not going to change any of the characteristics of the, I'm nervous. Of the neighborhood.
The garage is going to match the house. We're
going to try and utilize our old driveway and everything, so everything stays kind of nice. All right, I guess that's really all I have to say. It's pretty cut and dry. I do have a picture of the next door neighbor's shed. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I
submitted a picture of the next door neighbor's shed along with the signatures of them. I had all my neighbors, the three people that live behind me and the two on both sides of me. I showed them all the plot plans and they kind of liked it. They thought it would be okay.
And I read the house, there was an issue with the gas. There was welding gas in the
back. I would have put the shed on the other side, but now we have the well. They put the well in the back and they put an in-ground tank now for the propane.
That's right.
So I can't put the garage on that side.
Kind of pigeonhole where you can put it.
Correct.
Any questions? Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
So this picture is this an example of what you're going to do?
That's the next door neighbor.
That's the neighbor.
All right. So if you see there, if you look real hard, you can see the metal stake that's in there. Okay. It's hard to see.
Yep.
But he's actually 3 foot from that metal stake. From the side.
Okay.
All right. Like the edge of my garden is actually 42 inches to his shed, but I'm 6 inches over on the other side of that garden. So that's basically what we're going to do on the other side.
So that's lot 110.
That's 110. Okay. And then like lot 95, if you see in the one corner by that red arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, her shed's almost right on the fence line too.
Two.
And her sister next door, same way. Everybody's got them about 3 foot off the property line.
Is your neighbor who this is going to be closest to, are they in favor of this?
Everybody. Yes.
You mean the people next to us or behind us?
Let's see, 110 signed, 96 signed, 95 signed, 112 signed, and the one, I don't know the number over there next to 96. I would imagine it's 97. Right, he's signed too. So everybody all around.
Yeah, said that they got the card.
I have a copy. I mean, I've submitted it. Okay.
Have it.
Oh, that's good. All right.
Other questions?
This is going to be a pole building?
Pole barn.
Okay. Is the, trying to see here, are you keeping the existing front porch? I'm confused.
No, so
that was the other variance. We had to have a variance to build that front porch.
No.
He sees.
Are you talking about the new house? Are you talking about the trailer?
Yeah, are you going to have the front porch for the new house?
That's already done.
That's done.
Yeah.
You're not tearing that down.
It's No. That's okay. Done.
No, we had to get variance for that. We wanted to keep our same footprints that we had when we had the trailer there with a screened-in porch in the front.
This shed will be the same size as this, your existing shed?
It's going to be 24 by 24. The existing shed is, I believe, 12 by 20.
And that's another reason why we want the variance to be able to get behind their house to keep the upkeep of our property.
Is there an HOA in your?
No.
Thank you.
Mr. Short. So looking at your prior plan that was submitted couple years ago when you sought the variance for the dwelling. At that time, it showed the proposed garage as being 5.5 feet from the side and the rear. And then I see this drawing that you submitted that shows it's going to be 3 feet. Is there a reason why it can't?
It would be too close to the house.
Well, we had.
So we can't have access to get into the back of the house, like, you know, like with the tractor to cut the lawn. That's okay. The biggest reason why we're here.
And you said there's a propane tank, correct?
That's
the propane
on the other side.
Tank is situated
on the left, on the other side of the house.
I wish I could point to it.
Well, I guess my thought is, it would the company that would access that, would they be using your driveway at all to access?
Sometimes they'll use my driveway, but the guy next door.
No, they don't.
Sometimes
they usually use the neighbors. They always have.
Yeah, well, they could use either one.
But you would need that space there, that additional couple feet, so that you could have access back
to
there.
Get back there,
yeah,
yes.
To the backyard.
Do you anticipate there being any maintenance issues with the garage being only 3 feet away? Because this is a larger structure than what you currently have.
I don't think we'd have plenty of space to get up there and do what we need to do with the building. We won't be encroaching on anybody's property.
All right, I have no further questions on this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application?
We are.
Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-STAR.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case number 12579 for Mr. and Mrs. Orsini for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. Due to the property having a small size of the property and the propane tank and well, due to the physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12579 has been approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next application.